Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Cavanaugh is here. Christina joins us all the way from Canada, north of the border. Christina is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top experts on email. Her book is called Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox, and she has many other skills and credentials as well, but she wants to talk to us about that today, I think, and she's our good friend. In fact, let's celebrate her 13th anniversary with us. Christina, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. My pleasure. 13 years.
Yes.
My God.
This is your, literally this week is your 13th anniversary with us. How about that?
Wow.
We keep up with these things. We know your batting average and your on-base percentage and all that.
Yeah, money ball.
Exactly. We got all that stuff. So I want to thank you for being such an abiding supporter and resource for us. My audience has benefited from you over the years, and I just want you to know that we really value this relationship.
Well, Jim, it's a pleasure, and it's the same for me. Thank you.
So talk to us. Do you want to talk about email today?
Well, why not? Why not?
it's you know, think about it. Email is still the workhorse, isn't it?
It is. For business, it is, you know, for sure. Less so maybe on the social side, but it's still
right.
Yeah.
Email. If you want to talk to the kids, you better do something else. But when we hire them, this has been an interesting thing for me, Christina. When I hire millennials, and I've hired a lot of them over the years, I have to train them. I have to get them their attention first.
Yeah.
Like I'll send them an email, right? Because it'll be something I want to send them an email about, and I don't hear from them for a little while. And I say, did you get my email? No, I didn't check it. I said, well, let me tell you something. Start checking it.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? And as long as I write the paychecks, start checking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put it that way. I let them know that, you know, I'm the sheriff around here.
Well, an email is your currency. You know,
that's the
currency of business, for sure.
Well, for example, I get something in from you, for example. You might say, hey, Jim, I've got some new things to talk about. And instead of sending it to my producer, who's probably a millennial, maybe you know they're new since you were there. You send it to me. You had the first email. I'll forward it to them. Well, I want them to see it pretty quick and say, I'm on it, boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those are the kinds of things that need to be done to make sure that, you know, email is being used as that effective glue, you know, within companies.
But do we have to? I mean, am I being too hard on them? I mean, I don't fuss at them, but I do tell them that, you know what, I am, and we use instant messaging internally, mm-hmm. and when I'm on the road, they'll message me, and that's fine, because sometimes that's quicker, right, if I'm in an airport or something,
mm-hmm.
but what do you think, how should we handle it with them?
Well, I think what you've done is correct. You know, it's email, you know, is the central sort of locus of communication in business, and I think that you need to sort of let employees know, especially the millennials, that, you know, we expect you to be checking these messages, you know, mm-hmm. all the time, just as you would your texts and everything else. You know, so I think that's very valid. But I also think, you know, like, that brings me to sort of things like email etiquette and, you know, composing emails.
Right.
And, you know, I think that there's a generation out there who doesn't really even know what they should or shouldn't do with email.
Hmm.
You know, one of the things that
Example.
Comes up, one of the things that comes up for me is this idea of, do you acknowledge emails or not? You know, do you send a reply that says thank you for mm-hmm. the email, or do you just leave it and assume mm-hmm. that somebody else...
I do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think
you know, at some point in time, somebody's got to stop, right? Somebody has to say, okay, this is enough.
Yeah,
I don't send a thank you note for a thank you note, right?
Yeah. No, you know, thank you. And then when you get the you're welcome, you're sort of going, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that people, you know, you need to be judicious about, you know, don't send thank yous or things like that for things that are routine. You know, you have to
right.
just expect that. Just like you said, I expect you to read the email.
So you send me something that you want me to have, then you want to know I got it. You're gonna want me to send you an I got it email, which I do. You don't need to send me back a oh good, I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, precisely.
But that's what they do with messaging, with texting.
Yeah. Yes, and unfortunately, like with texting, that's a whole different language to email, and those two things need to be separate because texting is the social side of things.
Right.
Yes, you can use it for business, but email is your sort of formal documentation.
I find myself behaving on texting similar to how I behave on email.
Mm-hmm.
If you send me something and you say thank you on the text, we're texting, I don't thank you right back. I say, okay, I'm a stopper. I'm going to end this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. You know, you need to be able to end that stuff. The thing with email is that the more of these thank yous and things that go along, it clogs up your inbox. It
right.
takes extra time to read it, delete it,
right.
you know, and get back to something important.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people, in my almost 20-year career on email, I've never had the sound on for email.
Mm.
I've never wanted my email to ding me when
yeah.
it came on, right? Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people do. And if you're just sending me back a perfunctory, you know, the third thank you for thanking me after
yeah.
I thank you, then that's a lot of dinging, right?
Well, and it's also very distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I, on the other hand, have always had the sound on, but I, you know, don't let it distract me in some ways.
Right.
I sort of just file it in the back of mm-hmm. my mind saying, okay, something else has come in.
You'd be amazed at how many emails we hear on the radio from my
oh,
guests.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You'd be amazed how many times. Only Christina, we call that ambiance around here. So I need your email address, please.
Okay, my email address?
I mean, I'm sorry, your website. I got your email.
I'm not going to get my email.
I know, I need your website.
It's www.christinacavanaugh.com.
Two C's, folks. Christina with a C, Kavanaugh with a C. We're going to take a quick break right back with our good friend, Christina Kavanaugh. 13 years with us, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.